Hello, hello. This is Tupac calling Rahiti. Tupac calling Rahiti.
This is Channel 60. Borat Romano.
Hello, Borat. Good to speak to you. I would like to have a little interview with the medical doctor. Is that okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Channel 6. Are you there, Borat?
Channel 6.
Hello, Boris. Hello. Good to hear your voice. You are the medical doctor on board the Kon-Tiki 2 rafts, but you're sailing on a different raft than me. You are on the Rahiti Tana, which is why we use the VHF radio to talk. Have you had any medical incidents so far on the journey?
So, we had no serious incidents, but at first days we had seasick with one of our crew members. He lost weight, he lost concentration, and because permanent vomits he had.
Okay, but it seems you have handled this well. He's back up again now, isn't he?
Postafen had side effects of dizzy.
Okay, so he was dizzy. He was given some medicine and he was dizzy, but he's back up again now, right?
On the Cetron, it's special medicine intravenous. We use it especially for therapy. Vomits in oncology patients, and this medicine, this injection stopped seasick, and now all okay.
Oh, that's good to hear. Very good. Can you say something about how you put together the medicines that you brought with you that we have on both rafts here? Who made the list?
We made the list together with Dr. Goltsov. Together we complete our cases according requirements of Norwegian Center of Maritime Medicine. We have analgesic, we have antibiotics, we have first aid complete. Also we have complete of small surgery set.
So, in the worst case, could you perform an, let's say, an appendix operation on board?
So, it's not possible. I hope so. I think so. Because, no, I can do it, but if I will be alone, if anything could help me, if I will not have radio supporting. I try. For saving of patient, all doctors must perform appendectomy. So, but I hope it's.
Yeah, let's hope it's not necessary. We hope not. But it's good to hear you have contact with Radio Medico of Norway, that they've been helpful. But we haven't had a need to contact them yet. But you're not the first Russian doctor, though, to be traveling on board rafts and expeditions. Tor Heyerdahl, he brought with him, not on the Kon-Tiki, but on later expedition, he brought with him a Russian doctor. I think his name was Yuri Senkovich, who later became quite famous in Russia and well-respected. Could you say a few words about that man?
Yuri Senkovich, he is well-known and very famous person in Russia. He started as a military doctor in 1960 years. Then he worked in the aeronautic center of Russia. And then he was a crew member of Tor Heyerdahl in Ra and Ra second expedition, and also expedition of Tigris. So, also Yuri Senkevich, he well-known TV announcer, TV producer, and he performed a TV program of a club of travelers. So, in those times when Russia was USSR and our port was closed, most of Russians So, the world of ice, Yuri Sienkiewicz. Also, Yuri Sienkiewicz kept hard contact with Thor Heyerdahl. He was good friends.
Excellent. Very good to hear. So what about your plans when you finish this expedition? Will you go into TV production as well?
I don't know exactly. If someone proposes me this, I try. But it's a unique experience to take part in this unprecedented event. So I'm very happy. We have a perfect crew, perfect camp captain, perfect, amazing executive officer, and also amazing leader of expedition, Sir Torger Higgraf.
Indeed, I think it's. I think you summed it up well there. It's a perfect expedition so far, and we're also very happy to have with you the perfect to have with us the perfect medical officer. Thanks for being on board, Boris, and thanks for making this expedition safer.
Thank you very much. Thank you.